charge.
Yeah, you know, it was nice. That bye week was super nice. I was able to not take the week fully off, but obviously not go as much, and it felt good to get your body back. I mean, after that 6 week stretch, it was a long stretch, but I mean, last week was really nice. Felt really good.
Slow start in fall camp, obviously. In some ways, did you feel like you didn't want to stop playing because you were on such a roll at that point?
Yeah, I mean, it was hard, right? That fall camp stretch sucked, but I knew I had to keep going. I knew I had to get those two games in, Stanford and Portland State, even though I didn't feel good, so that I could feel good for the rest of the season. And it was good to get the jitters out, get the, like, my confidence back, and it's been fun rolling since.
What have been the areas of focus for the offense this week in practice?
Yeah, obviously ball security. You see their linebackers punch the ball out more than any team we've ever played, and I think they emphasize punching the ball out. So we've really focused on ball security and then just executing and making plays.
How much confidence is this offense playing with right now? Coming out of that Iowa State game where you guys stormed back, had that big performance, just the confidence level, regardless of the personnel, how confident you guys are?
Yeah, we're very confident. I mean, we have great players at all 11 positions, and if we execute, we're one of the best offenses in the country, and we know that. So we didn't play as well in the first half, but to be able to come back and score 31 points was pretty sweet, and we just got to start early this week.
What excites you the most in this top 10 matchup?
I mean, obviously, top 10 matchup. It's game day. There's a lot of implications on the game, but it's going to be a fun game on the road at Texas Tech. They got a great environment, but we're just taking it like any other week, going 1-0. They're another team in the way of our end goal.
You and Chase shouldered a lot of the receiving load with JoJo out. How much of an impact do you think he can make as he comes back?
Yeah, I mean, obviously having JoJo back is huge. He's a great player, and it's just another weapon that we have on the field now. And I mean, they can't cover all three of us, so it's going to be – I'd like to see him try.
What does he do that you really watch and you go, dadgum JoJo, like, what is it?
He's just a big body. He's long. He's lanky. He can – he's got good separation. He's fast, and he's got strong hands, so I'm excited to see him play again.
Do you guys expect a lot of man press, like – University of Utah plays from Texas Tech?
No, I mean, they play two completely different defenses, so they're just going to do what they do, and we're going to do what we do and see what happens.
Are there any lessons that could be learned from last year where you guys were undefeated and then had a little bit of a dip in November that you can maybe apply to this year's run that can help?
Yeah, I would say just not getting complacent. When we got to that 9-0, 8-0 spot, we were like, oh, we've made it, right? All we got to do is win a couple more games. We're the Big 12 championship. And, I mean, we got the hardest four-game stretch coming up no matter who we play, right? It's November football, and how you handle it is going to be how well your record reflects it. And we just got to keep being humble and hungry and keep attacking every week.
Have you seen anything different from Bear from, like, when he arrived in June to now? Is he still just the same kind of calm guy?
Yeah, he's always been that calm guy, but obviously he's been better under pressure and playing. Like, you've seen him get better each week, and he's only going to continue to get better. He's a freshman. He's young, but he's smart, and he's a baller, so it's been fun to play with him.
What about off the field, though? Like, now with all the tension increase, like, is he still the same guy?
Yeah, no, he's still the same guy in the locker room. He's still that same funny, that goofy kid. He's still a 19-year-old kid who graduated high school last year, so I mean, he's fun to hang out with.
Do you feel like this team thrives kind of on the disrespect that's getting as far as being an underdog this week and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. We don't really care about if we're underdogs or picked to win. We attack the game no matter what it is the same, and if we're underdogs, who cares? We know what we can do, and it doesn't matter what the outside people think.
What changes for you this week in a game that has a little bit more national spotlight? Anything for you being a key offensive guy, anything different in your weekly routine this week for on the outside?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you try and get better each week, so that's what I'm going to try to do. I would say you don't really want to change what you do like on and off the field because of a certain opponent you're playing, right? You want to keep in your rhythm, keep doing your thing, and just get in the film room. Attacking film and attacking practice is what I can do to get better each week.
You guys like the morning kick?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited for the morning kick. Don't have to wait in the hotel all day long, and we can get out and get after it.
Do you think you could dunk on Kiba?
No, not after what I saw him last night, dude. That was the dunk, and then the block sent it all the way up the stands. It was sweet. But, yeah,
you
no.
Watching obviously you tweeted, so you're watching yeah. with teammates?
Or? Yeah, it was me, Bear, Tiger, Chase, and Trayson all over at her house, so it was fun.
What position would you throw him in on offense?
Ooh, probably tight end. Yeah, just big body. Yeah, jump balls. I mean, he can jump out of the building, so.
You guys good?
Yep.
All right. Sweet. Thanks, Thank
Parker.
You.
Thanks, Parker.